CEDAW committee members, government representatives, fellow civil society representatives, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the CEDAW committee for giving us, the civil society, the opportunity to take part in the 85th session of the convention to raise our concerns and challenges about women's rights and sustainable development in our country, Timor-Leste. We feel inspired and supported by this meeting, and we hope to find a new solution to our issue contextually. We recognize the achievement and progress made by our government for the past 20 years. However, despite these progresses, there are gaps and areas for further improvement to ensure the protection of women's rights and no one left behind, and to ensure a free, equal Timor-Leste for all. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to highlight the following recommendation. Firstly, for the National Women Machinery, Secretary of State for Equality and Inclusion, the government of Timor-Leste should increase their investment in the Secretary of State for Gender Inclusion so it will have sufficient capacity to advocate for policies and programs that promote gender equality and women empowerment, especially for persons living with disabilities, LGBTIQ plus people, and others at the national and municipality level, particularly in the rural areas on issue of gender-based violence, and to promote political and economic empowerment. We would like to reinforce coordination mechanism to ensure capacity strengthen for gender working group, specifically to strengthen the interministerial gender working group in the ministries level to be able to advocate and promote gender mainstreaming in policies and programs, and to increase the interministerial investment at the regional and local level. Therefore, it's important to ensure women representation in the decision making, particularly at the government, village, and sub-village level. Promote access to quality of education, health care, nutrition, justice and policy, especially in the decision making, meaningful participation of women, and increase the number of participation in the rural area. Promote women economic empowerment, and promote women resilient and resistant to the impact of climate change and natural disaster. Secondly, for education. Promote re-entry policy for dropout of school girls, and develop a healthy environment curriculum to promote zero tolerance policy on violence in school, and resource investment to monitor the implementation. Develop reporting and referral mechanism system for sexual harassment, discrimination, bullying, and violence cases at school, and provide counseling services. Adopt the participative approach in promoting quality of education and positive parenting at the community level. Thirdly, for access to justice and social protection. Adopt measures to increase women legal literacy, integrate gender-based violence law in the curriculum of National Legal Training Center, and strengthen the capacity of the legal professional, particularly key actors in the judiciary sector, National Commission Against Human Trafficking, in understanding gender-based violence, sexual harassment, and human trafficking issue. Promote gender parity of the key actors in the judiciary sector. Example, judges, prosecutor, public defender, and law enforcement bodies, national police, community police, scientific police for criminal investigation. Ensure the availability and accessibility of all citizens in infrastructure development in the municipal court in all municipalities. Strengthen the coordination mechanism among national institutions and civil society organizations in gender-based violence data collection and database management system. Strengthen the institutional capacity of line ministers, which are implementing the national action for gender-based violence in supporting gender-based violence prevention and response, including recovery from trauma, reintegration, strengthening referral services like shelter, psychological and medical support, and access to justice.